This is Rhode Island Public Radio. I'm Elizabeth Harrison. Judiciary committees in the Rhode Island General Assembly are slated to start hearing testimony later today on a series of gun-related proposals. Activists are pushing for new restrictions after the school shooting last month in Parkland, Florida. Gun rights supporters, meanwhile, are expected to oppose many of those proposed changes. Joining me now to talk about how this debate is playing out at the State House is Rhode Island Public Radio political reporter Ian Donis. Hello, Ian.
Hey there, Elizabeth.
So, Ian, more than 20 gun-related proposals have been introduced at the General Assembly. What are some of the key pieces of legislation?
One bill would create a so-called red flag policy. Under that, people determined by a judge to pose an imminent risk of harm to others would be required to surrender any guns in their possession. Another bill would prohibit the sale of weapons defined as so-called assault weapons. There are proposals to ban high-capacity magazines. And another bill would ban the possession of a device like a bump stock meant to make a gun fire more rapidly.
The General Assembly has been somewhat reluctant to impose more gun restrictions. What will make anything different this year?
Well, I think we really see a different environment in the aftermath of the school shooting in Parkland, Florida. Activists, some of them very young people, high school students, are making a very aggressive push and making their voices heard in a sustained kind of way that we've not really seen in Rhode Island or other states following a school shooting before. There was a big rally last week at the State House. And I think the influence of this new activist moment poses a bit of a wild card in determining just how much gun-related legislation will pass this year.
We have seen some criticism from groups like the ACLU, which came out with an analysis suggesting there could be a problem with the red flag proposal.
That's right. And as we know, guns are a very polarizing issue in the United States. Like abortion, gun rights people tend to zealously guard their rights. They take the Second Amendment as being very sacred. And in terms of the red flag policy, there's the ACLU raises the question about the ability of judges to take guns away from someone and some of the related questions.
Yeah, especially a person who hasn't yet been convicted of any crime.
Right.
So now we also know that pro-gun groups, Ian, have contributed in the past money to lawmakers and to campaigns. How does that shape the debate?
Yeah, that's certainly an influence. Back in 2013, there was a lot of discussion about gun issues in the aftermath of the school shooting in Newtown, Connecticut. Nothing of consequence really happened that year as far as new gun restrictions. And I did a look that year and found that gun rights groups had contributed more than $120,000 to Rhode Island lawmakers in the preceding 10 years. More recently, we've seen pro-gun control groups like Every Town for Gun Safety contribute some money in legislative races. We're seeing the gun control forces gear up and trying to approach some of the activism that's been demonstrated by the other side for a long time.
Now, we've also seen proposals, notably, most notably perhaps, coming from President Donald Trump that personnel in schools, including teachers, should perhaps carry guns. Is there any movement on that in Rhode Island?
Well, it's certainly being discussed in the context of the gubernatorial race. Republican-turned-independent Joe Trillo put out a news release this week saying that there should be an armed police officer or resource officer in every school. Democrats generally take a dimmer view of the idea of putting more guns into schools. So that debate will continue to play out.
Coming back to today, tell us a little bit about the process with these hearings. What is going to happen at the Rhode Island State House today?
I expect we'll hear a lot of passionate arguments on both sides of the issue, both the pro-gun rights forces and the people who feel there need to be more restrictions on guns will make their arguments for their particular beliefs. There will be no votes today on any of the legislation. There could be more hearings as the legislative calendar continues. And then at some point in the future, once legislative leaders have taken a deeper measure of public public opinion, the committees will vote or not vote on particular bills, and some of the bills will move to the House floor. It looks like there is legislative support right now for the red flag bill, as well as possibly the ban on bump stocks and perhaps raising the age that a person has to be to buy a rifle.
And that bill proposal would raise the age from 18 to 21 in Rhode Island.
That's correct.
Rhode Island Public Radio's political reporter, Ian Donis, thanks for getting us up to speed on this issue.
Thank you, Elizabeth.